Sagt der heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Terumais, Perik, hey, Mishnah Dalid, Sa Truma Temeya, we have a Sa of Truma Temeya, Shenafla that fell into Lemeya Sa to 100 Sa of Truma Tahira. So here we have something we never had before. We have Truma falling into Truma. It's just that it's a Sa of Tami Dikatruma that fell into a Sa of Tahar Dikatruma. Bishami Yisra, Bishami, even though it fell into 100, but only Truma that falls into 100 of Chulin becomes a bottle. Truma falling into Truma, Truma Temeya falling into Truma Tahira, even though the Truma Tahira is 100, this does not have a kayach to be mevatel the Truma Temeya, say the Bishami. Ubisil Matir, the Basil say yes. Just like Chulin is mevatel Truma if you have 100, Truma Tahira is mevatel Truma Temeya. Amru Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. So the Beis Hillel said to the Beis Shammai, why don't you look at it this way? Hoyel, since Utahoida Asura Lazarim. Right? Truma Tahira is Asur for a non-Kayan, for people that are not Kayanim. Utameya, Truma Tameya, Asura Lekayanim is also Asur for Kayanim. So both are Isurim, Truma related Isurim. So Ma Tahira Oila Av Tameya Tala. Just as Truma Tahira is bottled in 100 times the amount of Chulin, and everything becomes mutter to a Zar, to a non-Kayan, why don't I say the same thing for Truma Tahira? It should become bottled in 100 parts of Truma Tahira, and everything should become mutter to a Kayan. Amru Lahem Beis Shammai, so the Beis Shammai said to the Beis Hillel, a very interesting svar. Loi, no. No, you can't compare it to. You have to look at the 100 that it fell into. Chulin has a power of green light. It's mutter to everybody. It has a power of heter. So im helu ha-chulin ha-kalim ha-mutarim lazar. If chulin, which is so kuladik, that it's mutter to be eaten even by non-koyhan, if that could be mevatles ha-tahira truma tahira, so how do you compare that? You want to say that Tala Truma HaChamura, who Asur Lazarim is Etmeya? You want to say that the 100 pieces of Truma Tahira, which is much more strict, doesn't have this power of Heter. It's Asur for Zarim. You want to say it has the Koyach to be Matir, the Truma that was Tameh? Who says? Normally when Isur falls into Heter, we're focused on the Isur. The Beis Shammai are focused on the Heter. Chulin is a powerful Heter. That's why it could be mevatel truma. But the truma tamei of falling into truma tahira, truma to start with, even when its Torah is restricted. Who says it could be mevatel truma tamei? Interestingly enough, eventually the Beis Shammai were maida, that truma tahira could be mevatel truma tamei. Now, l'chayra over here, the Beis Shammai had the last word. But, really the Beis Hillel had an answer for the Beis Shammai, Zakta Batanur. They said like this, Madach Truma Tahira. They're focused not on what it falls into, but what's falling in. Madach Truma Tahira. If a Zar eats Truma Tahira, he's Chayv Misa. Misa B'dei Shemayim. A non-Kayan who eats Truma is Chayv Misa B'dei Shemayim. So Madach Truma Tahira, which has such a strict punishment. But when it falls into 100 Chulin, it becomes Batal. So Truma Tameya for a Kayan. A Kayan can't eat Truma Tameya. He's over in a say. There's no punishment. I mean, there's a punishment for being over in a say, but there's no Misa B'dei Shemayim, for sure not. So this Truma Temeya that falls into 100 of Truma Tahira should for sure become bottle. The Beis Shammai are looking at what it falls into. The Beis Hillel say, look at what's falling in. The nature of the Isser. Truma Tahira is such a Chamaduka Isser for Zarim, for non-Kehanim. And yet it becomes Mutter. Truma Temeya for Kehanim is not as strict. So it should for sure become mutter when it falls into 100 of truma. And the Beis Shammai were taka maida. So zak the mishnah la'acha shahidu, after the Beis Shammai were maida. And they say, yes, if a sof truma tmeya falls into truma tahira, becomes batal. But what do we do now? Rabbi Eliezer says, teirim b'sisarif. You have to take out a saw from the mixture, b'sisarif, and that's burnt. The rest could be eaten by kahanim. Of course, only by kahanim, because it's all truma. So again, it's similar to Rabbi Eliezer's shita earlier, but Rabbi Eliezer says, and again, there's different reasons for this that are discussed, that even though it becomes batel, you could eat the rest of the mixture, you still have to take out a saw and burn it. The Chachamim, my Rambam, the Chachamim say, Avda b'miyuta. What are you worried about? That original saw of Truma Temeya? It became bottle. You don't have to take anything out. Wait a second, let me understand this. So you're telling me, according to the Chacham, it's not that you can take it out and eat it. You don't have to take anything out. Right. So let me understand this. Again, I'm just confused. When a saw of Truma falls into 100 of Cholin, even though it becomes bottle, you still have to take out one saw and give it to the Kayan. Correct. And here, when a saw of Truma Temeya falls into 100 of Truma, you don't, according to the Chacham, have to take out any saw? No, you don't. The reason you have to take out a saw and give it to the Kayan is that we don't want the Kayan to lose out. Lamai said there was a saw of Truma that was supposed to go to him and it fell into the mixture. So even though it became bottle in the mixture, but Lamai said the Kayan deserves his saw. But over here it's all Truma. It's not that a saw was supposed to become Truma and it didn't. Here it was all Truma to start with. When it falls into Chulin and a Yisrael will eat up the whole Chulin, the Kayan gets nothing, that's a loss for the Kayan. But over here anyway, only a Kayan could eat the whole thing. So why Taka does Rabbi Eliezer say you have to take one out? So the Tosfos Yom Tov explains he wants to be consistent. Loy plug. Even though in this case technically you wouldn't have to, people are going to get confused. Let them know, even if Truma becomes bottle, you have to take one out. Let's say, Rabbi Eliezer. When you take it out, you're going to have to burn it. It's still Kedai, says Rabbi Eliezer, that we have consistency the way we paskin. It'll lead to the least confusion. So chazring over our Mishnah. We have a saw of Truma Temeya, chazring over Perik Hei Mishnah Dalet that fell into 100 saw of Truma Tahoira. It's the first time we have Truma falling into Truma. The Beis Shammai say, Truma falling into Truma doesn't become bottle, even if you have 100. The Beis Hillel say yes. The Beis Hillel tied it to the Beis Shammai. If 100 of Chulin has the power to be Mevatel Truma, how come 100 of Truma doesn't have a power to Mevatel Truma Temeya? Look at it this way, say the Beis Hillel. Truma Tahoira is asa to a non-kayin. Truma Temeya is asa to a kayin. The Truma Tahoira that is asa to a non-kayin, if it falls into 100 chulin, becomes mutter. So the Truma Temeya that is asa to a kayin, if it falls into 100 of Truma Tahoira, should also become mutter to the kayin. The Beis Shammai argued, let's look at the power of heter here. 100 chulin has a power to be matir the truma, to nullify the truma. Because chulin has such a power of heter, it's mutter for everybody. But who says that 100 of truma, even truma tahoira, has the power to be mevatel truma temeya? Truma is much more restricted. It doesn't have such a power of heter. So the Beis Hillel answered the Beis Shammai, although it doesn't appear in the Mishnah. Look at it this way. Truma tahoira, for a non-kayin, is misa b'dei shamayim. And despite that, when it falls into 100 of chulin, it becomes mutter. So Truma Temeya, if a kayin eats Truma Temeya, it's over in a say. You definitely don't have such a punishment. Not of a lav, and definitely not Misa B'nei Shemayim. So it's a much weaker Isser. So for sure it should become bottle. If such a serious Isser as Truma, for a Yisrael, for a Tzar, becomes mutter through Bittel, so Truma Temeya for a kayin, which is not such a serious Isser, should for sure become mutter through Bittel. So, after the Beis Shammai agreed, Taka, if Truma Temeya falls into 100 of Truma Tahoira, becomes bottle. But what do I do now? Rabbi Eliezer says you have to take out a saw and burn it. You have to replace the Truma Temeya that fell in. What about the rest of the mixture? Could be eaten, of course, only by Kaihanim, because it is Truma. The Chachamim say, no, it became bottle. Why do you have to take out a saw and burn it? Never mind burn it, why do you have to take out a saw at all? If Truma falls into Chulin, okay. So it's called Gezel HaShevet. You want to make sure that the Chulin goes over to the Kayhanim. So take out a saw and give it to a Kayhan. There was a saw of Truma that was supposed to go to a Kayhan. Make sure it goes to a Kayhan. But here it's all going to Kayhanim anyway. It's all Truma. So the Chachamim say, not only do you not have to take out a saw and burn it, but when a saw of Truma Temeya falls into 100 saw of Truma Tahoira, you don't have to take out a saw at all. It can all be eaten by Kayhanim.